Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone.
Mike Bachman.
I'm a rare form of conjoined twin where I got the top half of the body and I've got my brother's got the bottom half. You can't prove me wrong.
And Nika Howard.
Hey guys, I am here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me. How's everyone doing? I'm still sick because we recorded the other all one the but an hour ago.
Evening. I miss you so much.
I feel like we've just been in a real D&D recording.
Oh my god,
trip.
Nika and I and Michael played D&D for like 8 hours.
Y'all crying.
So many hours.
I was like reading. I read like half a book in the background while y'all did that.
Yeah. And then Jennifer and I are playing D&D right now, and then we're playing D&D tomorrow. So yeah. I'm playing like 14 hours of D&D this week. The friggin' dream.
How is everyone's Thanksgiving?
What?
Are you serious?
Maybe.
I think you're right. I think it's like December now, right?
I don't. It's the month of Santa Claus.
I probably embarrass myself again.
Do you guys remember several weeks ago when technically most of us were all in Philadelphia together?
Oh man, so fun.
I had a good time.
My brother didn't have a good time at Thanksgiving because he's never tasted of turkey. He was born without a head. Meanwhile, I don't have a butt. So
you're living the life.
Yeah, we didn't mention being in Philadelphia last episode, even though we had gone already. But you know, it was too new.
Yeah, we wanted to think about it for a little bit.
Yeah, we didn't want Nika and Mike Bachman to feel bad.
Yeah, they don't. They would have freaking cried.
But now we do want them to feel bad this week.
Yes.
This week, yeah. They've wronged us during this week, so there now we're guys. Trying they to twist even, the knife.
I didn't even get to eat real Thanksgiving dinner. It's fine.
No!
Because no one bought her a Switch, which is on her Amazon wish list. And now we're recording this on November 13th, which I like to do. What? What's everyone want for Christmas?
A Nintendo Switch available on my public Amazon wishlist.
Oh my god.
I want a waterproof speaker so I can listen to podcasts in the shower.
I want this too because Tim stresses me out because he just puts his phone on the edge of the bathtub like as if it's not going to immediately fall into the shower.
I also want a Sonos.
I don't know. I don't want things.
Yeah, I want those SteelSeries, the Arctis 3 Bluetooth headphones that have the line in and the Bluetooth also so that you can make up for the Switch's lack of voice chat.
Oh, okay. I know that would do that.
Nice. Nice. Classic.
Michael, what do you want?
You know, I wish I wanted things. I feel like I can't ever think
of what to get.
Michael, you must want something, even if it's for those around you.
The will to live.
Yeah, that would help.
A fleshlight, one of those red dragon fleshlights.
World peace.
Okay.
I want more JoJo figurines. Mm-hmm. Somebody buy me the Killer Queen.
Can I go back to Japan? I'll go back to Japan and get those for you.
Give me a Killer Queen. Yeah.
So that was our holiday gift guide recommendation. So get all those things for your friends. I'm sure they're very specifically would like all those specific things.
Yeah. Get your mom a Killer Queen figurine.
Yeah.
I should say that I've been using dndbeyond.com a lot.
Uh-huh.
And man, it's so good.
Yeah, I just used it today. It didn't have an artificer, which I was trying to do. But besides that, everything else was like super fun.
It just makes everything so easy.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to I'm so used to now having to like actually update my character sheet, which has been good for me because then I learned more how my character's built. But man, it used to be dope back in the day. Just be like, level me up.
Yeah, that rolled.
It took like that's what I didn't minutes. Know what I was doing though.
Yeah.
But now you can do that again on dndbeyond.com.
dndbeyond.com. I should probably put Toby in dndbeyond.com.
You should. Yeah.
We don't have, I don't have access to it, so I will just keep my PDF.
I can give you access.
I mean, you have access to it. It's just...
I don't have any login information.
No, you do.
Anybody can get a free account.
The beef version that Michael and I have.
We have gotten beefy versions. Thank you, Greg Tito and Wizards of the Coast for doing that.
Yeah.
Boy, it makes it easier.
Yeah.
You can just look shit up on your computer.
Yeah. We've probably already ran Tomb of Annihilation, but I assume it was fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Heck, it's been a lot of fun reading it. It's the first time I've ever tried to actually run a module. And I know, Michael, you said, Michael, you said you ran it for your kids and it was like a little weird because you're like,
I ran like one session. Mm-hmm. So it's not weird. It's great. It's just, it's a super different way to do it than
you have to like know everything or yourself. Or whatever. Yeah. Anyways,
it's all there. It's all there for you. Yeah, if you want to not have to deal with all that crap.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna roll a D20.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
We have a lot more new shirts on our store, and I love you.
I guess I gotta keep rolling with my dice that was doing so good last time.
Yeah, man. The loud one.
The really loud
one. Where did we get that?
May have bought it at PAX East, actually. I rolled a 15.
I can't wait to get my paws on those sweet GeeklyCon metal dice that have like so our good. Logo on it. That's so good.
I'm gonna freaking kiss them.
Say, I'm gonna put them in my mouth.
I wouldn't do that, though.
What'd the rest of you jabronis get?
I got a 13.
I got a 13.
All right. What'd you get, Timmy?
A 14.
Wow. Shit.
All around the same. Well, I guess it's me, then.
Oh, dang.
All right. Well, last week, we were in a horrid cave, and we came upon our good friend Denton's former teacher, whose name I will tell you in just 1 second once I pull up my notes.
That's Sophina Gadriel.
Sophina Gadriel. My phone just decided to
die. Gadriel?
She is not so much alive anymore. She's undead, which was a problem for us because she really wanted to fight us. There was a floating sword that we haven't really resolved that part of things yet. But yeah, I will say Rowan underestimated our friend Sophina, and she brought a good deal of pain upon several of our friends. Toby got banished to what was it again? I keep wanting to call
the demi plane.
I keep wanting to call it the Shadow Realm, but it's not what it is.
Oh,
it's
the upside down.
Yeah, he popped away and he popped back eventually once we knocked her around.
It was
enough.
A womb. I didn't know what happened.
Jayla did extreme pain upon our non-friend Sophina. Steve got arrowed in the butt, or he got stabbed in the butt.
He got stabbed in the butt.
A lot of things happened to his butt.
Steve is not having a good time. Jerry died and came back. And then eventually Rowan hit Safina with a lightning arrow and, Toby, the mask. That was really good too. Toby.
Yeah, I did good.
Toby put a really scary dragon scale mask on Safina and then she finally got lightning done to death.
Yes.
So now we're in this room with the stench of death surrounding us and a floating sword.
A floating strange magical sword.
Yes. I think that's where we left off.
Yeah, you're in this sort of smallish room. There's kind of a sort of platform in the middle where this monster was kind of slumped over. There's a desk with a bunch of like stuff on it, like pots of ink and writing implements. There's a whole wall of books. There's little beakers and flasks and things like that. It looks like maybe this was the home of a terrible lich for a while.
Can I do an investigation check to friggin' look at all these books?
Yeah, of course. What is everyone doing? Say what you're doing.
Toby doing that first. He's investigating.
Denton is weeping loudly.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's blubbering.
What was his problem?
I think it was his teacher. And he's sad.
Oh, it was.
That is true.
I got a 19 to investigate.
Okay.
Can I do like a perception just to look around the room and see anything that would be from the Lich specifically? Like if it would give us any clues about him?
Certainly.
I got a 14 plus 7, so a 21.
Okay. Steve, Rowan.
What kind of a role, like what kind of a check would you do to like try to comfort somebody?
Charisma?
Sleight of hand.
Like a persuasion.
Hey, stop being sad.
Intimidation.
Aww. Yeah, it would probably be a persuasion.
Yeah, okay, so. Yeah, so Rowan kind of walks over to Denton and she crouches down on the ground beside him and she's just kind of like rubs his back a little bit, and then she, from somewhere in her getup, produces a small vial, and she's like, "Drink up, buddy." What's in the vial? Who knows? is it drugs? Is it alcohol?
Is it water?
Is it a sedative? Who can say? Is it weed juice?
he's like, what is this? What are you giving me? You're so sad.
Can I roll medicine?
Sure.
Do you not know what it is? What is this?
I can't remember. Rowan knows it's that good stuff, but.
A medicine check to remember what it is.
Yeah.
Christ.
15.
What are you rolling for? I don't know what it is.
Wait, shut up, Tim. What did you say, Michael?
I don't know what it is, so I can't tell you what it is.
Damn it. I was hoping you'd just tell me. No, it's like a sedative, like a herbal situation.
You invented.
Okay. It's like the opposite of a 5-hour energy.
You just roofied him.
Just a little, gave him like a Valium or
milk
something.
Of a poppy.
Yeah.
Just, are we talking like a passing out kind of sedative, or
just like a little chill.
What is this?
It's a weed juice.
He's like, what is this? Oh, whatever. Life has no meaning. No. And he drinks it. And he's like, what did you hear?
Is that depression water? Yeah.
Except he doesn't, his voice doesn't actually slow down. It just sounds to him like it does.
Yeah. He's like, is he sweating?
My God.
Michael, you can't.
He's just like, he's like waving his hand back and forth in front of his face and just like staring at it.
And the best part about this is that Rowan is like, I did a good thing. And she gets up and leaves him alone so that she can go retrieve her arrows from his teacher. And she's like, it takes a little bit to get him out because they're pretty deep in. So she's got her foot up like on the what, she wasn't a lich, right? What was she?
Death Knight.
Death Knight, and just like pulling him out as Denton quietly and slowly weeps.
I want to have some words with Denton, if I may.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So I come up to Denton and I put an arm around him. If he were to look at me, he would see that both of my arms are free. It's just an arm that I happen to have with me that I just like place over his shoulder. And I pull out a small bird cage, that I carry with me at all times. And I said, Denton, I'm just gonna take a look in this cage. You see all these birds in here? Some of which are dead. Most will be soon. This cage, small birds fly into it, but once they're there, they can never leave.
That's really fucked up.
Yeah. And when you think about it, that's a little bit like the situation that your teacher was in. You know, she was in an undead bird cage of sorts, and she got a chance that these birds will never have. You know, we set her free. And you should
roll persuasion with advantage.
Nice. That's actually not a bad point.
At least you're not in my cage.
Oh. This could be you right now.
And my persuasion's bad. First roll is 11. Second roll 17.
Nice.
He seems to calm down a bit, and he's like, thanks.
I want to hear him do his muttering in this low voice too.
That means a lot.
And his weed voice.
I can't believe she's gone.
Nika's dying. I think this is so awful.
Remember that Jennifer did this to you, not me.
She invented a vial of goo that none of us knew she had. Asked us what it was. and then I try not to make a bigger deal of it, but that was like the most confusing thing you've ever done.
I don't know why you're giving me such a hard time.
Right, I loved it, and we should all be doing that.
It's better to ask forgiveness and permission.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I just go where the muse takes me, and the muse takes me to weed juice
and whatever. I am like inspired because now I'm like, here, I have a licorice. Remember?
But the thing is that Rowan is a type of person that would be like, this has got to be helpful. I do not remember what it is or where I got it from, but I'm sure it's the good stuff.
Yeah, no, I
made a mental note that this is a good thing to give to somebody.
It's in the blue bottle.
She was going to use it for herself at some point.
She digs into her leathers and then finds another blue bottle, and she's like, oh, shit.
Uh-oh. This was the... And she pulls the sticker up, and it looks like a skull instead of like a smiley face. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's one of those. Oopsies. She killed it.
So Toby finds several magical tomes in this bookshelf.
I love them.
And Jayla finds in the desk a small silver key.
Oh, I pick it up.
Okay, you have a small silver key.
I tell everyone, guys, I found a small silver key. It might open a door.
Or a chest. Is that sword still floating weirdly?
Yes, it is.
Oh, we should take it.
Do something take it, Toby.
Okay. I'm definitely not going to touch it, but I really want to know what it is. I want to touch it.
It's a rapier, just FYI.
Do you have detect magic?
I do. I do that. And I do it as a ritual, as the rest of us are just chilling. So, yeah, detect magic on the rapier. Brother,
doesn't that essentially just tell you, ask you if it's magic or not, or tell you if it's magic or not,
and then like the type of magic?
Yeah,
I could do identify. So also,
the floating sword is actually magical.
Good to know.
And I'm trying to find if it says what kind of magic it is, but I don't see anything.
Well, if it was just like necrotic or something, like if I felt like a darkness to it, or
be like, there's a little A in a triangle next to it. Does that mean? No, that means it needs to attune it. Never mind.
That means Antifa.
The sword of Antifa.
Well, I'm going to grab it with my mage hand and start wiggling, see what it does.
It just kind of wiggles.
It touches it, and then the mage hand immediately flicks the bird.
Steve,
the mage hand's been radicalized.
Steve, what if you... I have an idea. Steve, what if you use one of your extra arms to grab it, and then if shit starts to go bad, Jayla can cut that arm off?
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to identify?
Yeah, I do want to do identify.
Okay.
It takes 1 minute, so everybody just will have a minute of silence.
It took me 10 minutes.
Do you have to like roll anything, or do you just get to identify it?
I must touch it throughout the casting, and that's all I need to do.
He's just handling this thing.
Is it cool if I touch it? What happens?
You touch it, and it just kind of vibrates a little bit, and you can feel it wanting to attune itself to you.
Oh, man. This is Blood Drinker 2.
So it does require attunement. It requires attunement.
You realize that it is a dancing sword.
It's a dancing sword.
So it's a rapier that essentially you can, whoever is the possessor of it, as a bonus action, they can sort of release it, and then it goes and attacks shit for like four rounds, and then it wants to come back to you. And just as a bonus action, it can make a sword attack.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice.
So we just got a cool sword.
Oh, rad.
It's a cool sword.
I love it. Well, so Steve, are you gonna keep it, or?
I mean, I don't know who it's for.
Well, we killed the owner.
Can I give it to my baby?
Sword.
No, I mean, Vina wouldn't even have to like. She wouldn't have to swing it. She'd just have to let it go.
Steve, I'm just a man grown, but I think you should stop bringing your baby on these dangerous missions.
I mean, I've only brought her on one.
I know.
It's a continuing mission.
I mean, she's doing great right now. Look at her.
So boldly go where no baby has gone before.
What type of weapon is it? Do we have to have proficiency or whatever?
It's a rapier, so it's a dexterity based weapon.
Ooh, that sounds like a Rowan thing.
Man. Okay.
And it uses your attack stats.
I go to toss it to Rowan, and it starts trying to attack us.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
So Toby finds a spell book.
Okay.
With a number of spells which he has never seen before.
What the fuck? Your mouth.
What the fuck?
Wow, I've never
No, these spells shouldn't exist.
I've heard
where's my goddamn pin?
Toby, wow, dude.
I'm gonna let you pick spells that you like.
Okay, so just give me like a range, and then I'll pick them for you later.
It has 1 7th level spell, 1 6th level spell, 1 5th level spell. And then 2 spells of the rest, 4th through 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So a bunch of shit.
That's too many. Now I'm going to have to start preparing spells. It's too confusing.
I'm trying to mess with you. You also find a bunch of other magical tomes, as well as, so you find a manual of bodily health.
Manual of bodily health.
Yes, which essentially can increase someone's constitution score by 2.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's really nice.
Permanently, yep.
Wow.
Ooh.
Who gets that?
Who needs that con?
Well, I need it.
I already have a dancing sword, so yeah. I'm all set.
I need it for concentration, but I don't know about you guys.
Also, a tome of leadership and influence, which is essentially the same thing, except charisma.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Someone needs some charisma too, though, right?
That's me.
Guys, these are all my books.
Toby, these are not all your books.
Look, I found them.
There's also a manual of iron golems, which essentially
what
teaches you how to create a iron golem.
Oh, I definitely get this one. You guys have the other two.
Let me see it.
No, I will beat you, fool.
Toby's so brothers. Salty these days.
Eat my butt.
You're like a rude Toby.
I'm going to name this golem Toby.
Oh, now you have too many creatures named Toby.
And this isn't a book. It's next to, it's on a hook next to the
Is one of us writing
bookshelf.
This down?
I did.
Oh, I wrote down not all
I
that.
Assume that we'll just never hear about any of this again.
Oh, so we need it. No, we need it.
I want to keep track.
I didn't write down Dancing Sword, but.
I wrote it. Fine.
Yeah.
You also find a robe that has a number of stars on it.
Robe of stars?
It's a robe of stars.
Can I cast Identify?
Sure.
Do it.
Okay, it's a robe of stars.
Okay, I just want to see if it tells me. Do I have it and then I can look up and the DM guy?
So
or whatever?
It's That's a cool. black or blue robe embroidered with small white or silver stars. Let's say they're silver.
Nice.
And it gives you a +1 bonus to saving throws while you wear it.
Okay.
The 6 stars are located, it doesn't matter where. As an action, you can pull off one of the stars and use it to cast a magic missile at 5th level.
Oh!
daily at dusk, 1d6 of the removed stars reappear on the robe.
That's rad.
And while you wear the robe, you can use an action to enter the astral plane.
Whoa!
That's so fucking cool.
Guys, can I have this? You nerds can fight over the charisma and the constitution one.
I mean, at first I kind of wanted it because it just seemed like a cool like lounge robe, but and I don't need all that's too much for me.
And Steve, here, I want you to have this.
What?
It's the Iron Golem book.
Oh, thank you.
But I would like to borrow it at some point.
No!
Well, Bachman, I assume, are you a constitution-based character? Or do you have good con?
I've got 8 con, yeah.
You have, oh, do you live or die off
no,
con?
No, I looked at the wrong number. No, I 15 con.
Okay.
I can use con for if we want to get metagame. We're all sitting around there as I'm casting identify on the thing. Like, well, whenever I get hit, I have to make constitution saving throws or whatever, however you'd say that in world. And I use con for that. But do you get, other than that, now that Eluter's gone, who's going to be the big beefy who stands in the way?
Well, not Rowan.
Toby, are you serious?
Is it you?
Yes.
I don't know. You seem to just cut stuff, not take damage.
Oh, no, did you see
I take a lot of damage.
She takes a lot of damage.
Then fine, take this constitution book.
No. I can use the charisma. The spells and stuff that I have are charisma-based. I was just wondering, just talking out who needed it.
Just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Well,
who can
well there's
the
four of you, and there's 5 items.
So we have an extra.
Just to throw that out there.
Gives that to Denton.
Denton's like, I'm just sitting here.
Shut up.
Denton, you're not getting shit. Right. I already gave you something.
I got the spell.
I gave you drugs.
I got the massive spell books, and then the robe of stars. This is really cool. I gave Steve the manual of Iron Golem. Rowan got the dancing sword.
Yes.
Who and you use charisma for
spells? Yeah.
Okay, so you get that. Hey guys, how about this? What if we rolled a d6 or something, and one of us 4 got the constitution thing, or d4 even.
Okay, Rowan is 1.
Toby's 2.
I'll be 3.
See if
I'd be 4.
Okay. All right. Whoever gets it.
Oh boy. Who's gonna get it?
Xena will be 5.
I really want to make this cheat. It's 1. That's you, nerd.
Whoop, whoop. Rowan gets 2 con.
2 con. I assume you have to read it, so you probably can't use it till the end of this.
Yeah, you can just hold on to it too if you.
Yeah. Guys,
I don't want to what do you call it? Equip it yet?
It was on equip. You read it, and then after you get done reading it.
Okay. And then I just have it forever?
Yeah, and then in a century, you can use it again.
Wait, what?
I can use it again.
Well, this is really neat.
You
read it, you get +2, and then if you live long enough, you can use it again.
So, I get another +2. So +2 is I have that forever.
Yes.
And okay. In 100 years.
Yeah. And you can go above 20
it's
with it.
It's nice. I need
it's
that.
It's a +2 with that stat, though, correct? That's not your bonus. Sure. Okay.
Yeah. So your stat goes up 2 points.
That's dope.
Cool.
Wow.
Two modifiers.
There sure was a lot of stats here and not the specific one I've been searching, but that's okay. I'm sure I'll find it soon. To be the
Can
smartest.
Can you all roll perception for me?
Oh boy.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to be the smartest gnome in the world one day.
I got a 15.
I got an 8.
I got a 17.
And 11.
Rowan notices after you pull his books off that there's a small keyhole in the bookshelf. I totally fucked up and forgot to say there's a bunch of the bindings of books and basically book covers laying on the ground. They're bound in black leather, and when you open them up, all the pages have been torn out.
Oh
no! You should never do that with a book.
Why would someone do this, Toby?
Sometimes what I've done before is if I thought I was in a scrap, I'll rip out one of my pages and then put it in a secret spot.
Oh.
Yes. And then I can look at it as a spell tome. But, yeah.
Dayla, it looks like there's a keyhole over here. Didn't you just pick up a key?
Yeah. We could put the key in the hole.
I think we gotta try it out.
Okay. I go put the key in the hole.
Okay, you put the key in the hole and the bookcase swings away, and there's behind it another secret bookcase.
Oh, the real good news
with another keyhole.
That's the best.
And this bookshelf is just literally filled with all of these red leather bound journals. A bunch of them.
Can we take one out and start reading it? out loud.
Which one would you like to take out?
Are they numbered?
I'll say they're numbered between 1 and...
You should take out number 1, right?
Well, can we maybe do... Should you do a check? Like a check to see if there's... Magics and traps.
No, I just want to touch 1 it. And 67.
Oh.
Jesus.
Can I pull out 23?
You pull out 23.
I've read enough fanfics to know if there's a lot of chapters. You go kind of deeper in.
Yeah, so you get the juicy stuff. That's not where the good stuff is.
Okay. So you open it up?
Yes.
Okay, so inside of it, there it's somebody's journal that they've been writing in, and it's like really compact, almost like tiny letters, just filling the pages. It's like they're crammed onto the page, but it's very like neatly done. Mm-hmm. It's essentially like 4 pages worth of writing on one page, kind of thing.
That means they have low self-esteem.
What?
That's sad. Think about it.
And skimming over it, it essentially says like I've learned the duplication spell, which I'm using to create these secret journals. And if the master knew what I really thought, he would surely kill me and feed me to his imp. It goes on and talks about like essentially this like not only physical but psychological abuse.
Oh no.
And
I read this out loud to everyone.
And towards the end of it, it talks about this sort of terrible event where his master made him befriend this boy in a nearby town and lure him back to his dwelling where the boy was used for just horrific experiments.
Oh no.
Golly. First of all, Jayla, don't ever read a book out loud. That's like
I do think that's how spells happen. Yeah. And how shit goes wrong.
That's like evil wizard stuff day one.
Evil wizarding 101.
Can I do an arcana check to see a little bit about like what I know about the duplication spell and maybe why he would do it to these? Oh fuck. What's a 12 get this your boy?
You know that it's essentially a spell that like a cantrip almost that you can use to duplicate mundane items.
Mm-hmm. So do we think that like this seems like a puzzle if you ask me. What if we took all the books off the shelf and put them on the other room in the table or whatever?
Sure. Wait,
does anyone have a big bag of holding? We can just put all the books in the bag.
Okay. Oh, does anybody have a bag of holding anymore?
I mean, I think so.
Eludra was the bag of holding person before.
I have the handy haversack. We can probably assume Eludra gave us the bag of holding. Okay.
Or gave us a new one.
Yeah, yeah.
Hers is ruined. It's full of honey.
I guess we should also check another book, too, to make sure, see if it says that.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael, okay, which one do you want to check?
What's the first one? 1. What's the last one?
The very first one?
Yeah.
67.
Let's just check the first one.
You open the first one, and it looks like sort of the handwriting of a young person. And it essentially says, Master has given me this journal to practice my writing. He says all the great wizards must be able to write.
True.
And then there's just like sort of pages and pages about how great his master is.
Okay, maybe we should pick one near the end now.
How about the last one?
Maybe the very last one.
Okay.
Okay. You open the last one.
Oh, man.
And you notice, as soon as you open it, you notice that there's several pages that are not like part of this bound book that appear to have just been kind of specifically put into it in different parts.
Oh,
like between specific pages. And there's a writing in that same kind of like cramped sort of tiny handwriting.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And it says, I can't believe I found my sister after all these years. I thought for sure she must have been dead. At first, I couldn't believe it was her, but she even had my mother's old brass locket. You keep flipping?
Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm hooked.
Yeah, I know. I'm dying to hear what's going on.
So So you get to the page where there's like the loose sort of ripped pages that are just kind of put in there. And the handwriting is this really sort of spiky kind of like much more crazy sort of handwriting. And it says, I finally have the pure soul I need for my phylactery. It is done. It's done. Only a great holy weapon can destroy it. I will keep it hidden, keep it safe, and then nothing can defeat me.
Do we have a holy weapon, guys?
I thought you had a holy weapon.
Am I a holy weapon?
I guess so.
Oh no.
You do radiant damage.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Let's go take care of a lich.
You flip towards the end and it says, they're at the gates. It's an army. They say that I am evil. Me, the man who single-handedly saved this entire plane of existence. Let them come. They can't begin to understand my power.
Is this Finnegan? Or Longcrier?
Is this not the end of the episode? Because I feel shook.
What if the boy you found is Harper?
That's what I'm like almost thinking. Like I thought it was the kid from the
And then the sister I haven't seen for a million years with the locket, and I don't remember if that was a thing.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking because this is like old.
Yeah, it's definitely very old.
Okay, so maybe it's something that's just completely not related, and we're just jumping to crazy
fan theories.
Yeah, which I love, but this is very strange. I would like to continue to study these as we continue on. Steve, can you give me a papoose?
I don't remember what a papoose is.
Just hold me with one of your arms in front as I read. Baby Bjorn me.
Okay. Yeah. Is it too much of a stretch for my pouch to be like a like bigger on the inside?
Sure.
Okay. Like a one of those Harry Potter tits.
A pouch of holding.
Yeah. Just hey, sure. Hop on in.
Yay.
You have Baby Xena just chilling.
Is Baby Xena here?
Yeah. Of course. I hope so. Otherwise, I left my baby.
Picked up some rando.
I don't want to share. Is there anything else in the room? Can we like look underneath tables?
Nothing too exciting. A lot more of these books.
Yeah, when we
there's
take
definitely the- probably more info in there.
Yeah,
for mining. But.
Yeah. I think Toby would get carried by Steve as he reads all of the books.
So this isn't really like a new passageway or anything. It's just like a bookshelf behind a bookshelf, right?
Yes, okay. Just another bookshelf.
Okay.
Who's the strongest of us? I forget.
Not Rowan.
Steve.
I am.
Steve, can you try to friggin' huck that thing out? Like, pull down the bookshelf right there. That spooky one.
You want me to throw the whole bookshelf?
I don't know. Pull it down. But don't let it fall on you. That happens to many babies and grandmas.
Give me a strength roll, Steve.
20?
You just wrench the shelf out of the wall.
Nice.
And there's just bare, like, naked stone.
Dang.
Behind it.
Well, we fucked up his shelf.
Idiot.
I touch all the stones individually. Did any of them move? Do they open another secret door?
They move a little bit, but nothing else happens.
Just because you're so strong.
Yeah. I also want to take as many of the other books as I can.
Okay. Start checking them, buddy.
And throw them in my backpack. I want to bring all of the spooky books that are evil. And I don't know how you would want to do it, but Toby is going to start at one and then read two and then read three and then read four.
For sure.
Yeah.
Are we just taking a little rest while Toby is.
I always figured Toby is held like a baby as he reads.
As we're walking? Okay.
Yeah. I just don't want to stay in this room for another 8 days because we need to fight before nightfall, you know?
Okay. Yes, that's true.
Wait, can I do a history check maybe of see if I know anything about this? Ooh, finally good roll.
Sure.
I got a 25.
Ooh.
But basically, I just want to think of wars here.
You think that this is probably the history, the journals of Senior the Red.
Oh, duh. that makes a lot more sense. Senior the Red. None of us were there. Oh, I was going to ask a Senior the Red based question. Dang. Well, I don't know anything about... Do I know anything extra about Seed of the Red that...
You know that he was a very prominent wizard who gained huge amounts of power. Mm-hmm. And then apparently it went to his head.
Classic.
And the realms all banded together to destroy him.
Dang. That's fricked up.
In
Eludra got the helm. I would probably have read this on my internet message boards. Is that what it was? Was it the helm of Scene of the Red? Or was that the whip was in the crypt of Scene of the Red? What was it again we got?
She got the Orb of Endless Power.
Gotcha.
And the helm was essentially like almost like a trap that released it kind of thing.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Yeah. Anyone want to do any more perception checks just for funsies?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Can we redo one?
I can do that.
You got to do that? Three
can
more
perception
checks.
Can we redo
perception? Checks?
Like now that we've kind of looked around and moved stuff, just to see if there's anything else that stands out.
Sorry, did you say read more or?
No. Since we like, redo a perception check.
Oh, yeah. Redo your perception check. Sure.
I got a 19.
I got a 16.
I'm not rolling.
You feel like you've cleaned the place out. You don't think there's anything else of note.
Toby tries to break one of the chairs. I don't know. I was just.
I mean, you did.
I read about it in a book.
Hey, man.
I hurt my hand.
You gotta get your aggression out sometimes.
It
you know?
Hurt. I wish I didn't do it. Anyways. All right. Pick me up, Steve.
Okay. In you go.
Oh, gross.
So I guess are we just continuing down this tunnel?
Yeah.
This is the end.
This is the end of
this
it?
This is the end of it?
Yeah. This is the end. This is the last room.
Did we take all the paths before?
Yeah.
Did we mark on the wall like which way we were?
I don't remember.
I think we said that.
So the previous room didn't have four doors?
Hmm?
The previous
there
room
were, but they like you basically saw all there was to see in the upper chambers.
Okay.
So now we gotta go back.
Alright, I guess that's
like some of the doors connected to other doors that you saw, you just didn't open them and see through them kind of thing. Like two rooms connected. Mm-hmm. You went into both rooms just the roundabout way.
Gotcha. And we're supposed to just believe this? Likely story.
Like, you fools, I lied. The lich is back here and this door you didn't open up.
It's just
hiding in a broom closet.
It's just 20 more episodes of us being like, where do we go? He's like, I'm not telling you. You did bad.
You gotta figure it out, dummies.
I just want to make it back to the Justin Bieber room.
Yeah. All right. I guess we leave as I'm being carried by Steven.
Yeah.
And I'm reading.
Okay. You guys surface back up. It's getting close to nighttime. And
how big is the
all hanging out?
So what did the dirt look like around the cemetery versus because it seems like the zombies aren't coming from this hole, correct?
The cemetery is literally like horizon to horizon.
Yeah. And it's I guess massive. That's the bodies of all the people that fought Sinu. Wait, wasn't this called the crypt? Where was this crypt?
You were in the crypt of Sinu the Red.
Where's his body?
Well, it's gone because he's a lich now.
But where's the coffin? I say as Toby.
There was a platform that the monster was sort of leaning against. Looks like a body would be laid upon it.
If it wasn't gone and stomping around.
Okay, cool.
Wreaking havoc in the villages.
I have no fucking idea what to do, but you know, let's see what's up.
I mean, you know, we're just retrace our steps.
Yeah. What if we? No, that won't work. I don't know. I was like, just burn down the cemetery.
Consecrate the ground.
Well, if you need anyone to do any sneaking, Rowan's got it. If you need anyone to do any thinking, I'm not great at that part.
Yeah.
Zero intelligence.
So in the journals, though, it talks about, and the journals were old, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like they happened a long time ago. But everything that happened in the journals is happening now. So what if Sinu the Red is going to be down at the attack tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the zombies.
That's kind of what
if we hide in the crypt until nightfall and then come out the back?
Shoot him in the butt. Shoot him in the butt. Just like they did to Steve.
Is that what you're going to do? You're going to wait in the crypt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's as good a plan as any.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to come back, right?
Maybe. Yeah. What time is it you said? I'm sorry.
It was getting close to nighttime.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because I was going to say, if we had more time, we'd like go in there and be like, all right, we didn't solve it. Get prepared and then come back and then we start fighting.
We could take a short rest, right?
Yes, you could definitely take a short rest.
Okay, cool. Let's do that.
And Denton can heal you back up to full hit points.
Thanks, Denton.
Yes, perfect. Denton. Will he have enough healing during a battle? Were there to be one, if he heals us?
Yeah, he's got a lot of them slots.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I would talk about that in game mechanics and not in game mechanics.
I guess we should ask Denton. I mean,
Denton relying has on info since he's all Raven Queened out.
Yeah. Like, does he have a holy weapon? Yada, yada, yada. Denton, do you have a holy weapon?
I can't believe she's gone.
Wow, this did not work at all.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wait, how long has she been dead? Can you resurrect her? I mean, I guess if she's a death knight, probably not.
No, her soul is gone.
Oh, that sucks. That's lame.
I don't have a holy weapon.
Okay.
I've heard the Raven Queen sometimes bestows really sweet ass daggers on people she favors, but I've never gotten anything like that.
Rowan, have you got anything like that?
I'm not really so much with the Raven Queen as I'm just following this guy around.
Well, fun.
And Denton, I bet you'll get one day.
Yeah. What about you, Jayla?
We don't really die tomorrow. So.
I think that there's a possibility for anything.
Huh. So true. Yeah, I didn't think about it that way. So I don't like not knowing what to do. It makes me mad. Jayla, how did you guys handle it? My understanding from the internet message boards, you guys just sometimes walked around in a circle. What about that time that Harper got so mad when you guys were supposed to go save his sister, but for some goddamn reason, you guys went and tried to find a book? That was funny.
This guy seems heated about that.
Well, I'm a huge Harper fan.
He was my brother-in-law.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I guess, Rowan, while we're waiting, tell us a little something about yourself. What's your favorite book?
I don't really read so much.
Okay.
I like that Narnia book. We've got that.
You like Narnia? Okay.
That's There's funny. A lion in it. It's pretty cool.
Where'd you get your bow?
Where did I get my bow?
Yeah.
Well, my mom gave it to me at first, which was a huge mistake on her part because I think she just wanted me to leave the house. And then I started shooting everything. And then I went out in the woods, made friends with the animals. And she's like, okay, now you really, really got to leave. Maybe you got to go hang out with your other family for a little while.
Oh, fun.
That was like 3 years ago.
Okay.
Just kidding. It was like 5 years ago.
That's true. Yeah. Does your dad like you? What's your dad like?
Oh, you mean Theon John Dane?
Theon John Dane. What's your dad like, Theon John Dane?
Oh, well, he loves me because, I mean, most people do love me, to be fair. He's a cool guy. Like, he definitely, like, funds my adventures to some extent. But, I mean, I'm going to pay him back, like, for sure. I'm definitely going to... baby.
Sorry, she was being super quiet, and then I unmuted my mic, and she all of a sudden wasn't anymore.
She's grunty. Oh, my God.
Xena.
Xena, you gotta be quiet. They're having a conversation.
Oh my god. Okay, sorry, let me get
not to interrupt.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna definitely pay him back for, you know, setting me up on all these cool adventures. That's why I'm like following Denton around all this time.
Okay. Michael, as soon as the sun sets and we start to see a little bit of I want to cast Phantom Steed so that I can have a mount.
We have horses we brought, right? And we parked them.
Yeah, you have your griffins.
Okay. Should we bring our griffins inside? I'm so afraid.
Yeah, they're going to for sure get eaten by zombies.
Yeah.
Leave them out.
Here you go, Bruno Mars. Peter.
Is Toby still reading through these books?
Yes, definitely.
Stuff?
I'm friggin' crunking them.
Give me an investigation roll.
For you, anything. Toby puts on his cool glasses.
Read them out loud.
Okay, let's see if I can
say that.
Did? Nice. Nice. I got a 20. All right. 20 plus 10. So 30. But I got a natural 20.
Nice. Nice job. Okay. So here's what you figured out with investigating.
There's a lot of cute having in our this is what you gotta come watch our Twitch stream.
Yeah.
There's a baby, a dog just jumped up and tried to kiss Michael on the face.
Yeah, the audio's worse, but it's more fun. Kind of.
So you've kind of got a lot of it when you're reading down below. But you notice about two thirds of the way through is where these ripped out pages start getting inserted sort of in specific places throughout the books.
Okay.
You essentially like about halfway through this person, you assume is Sinu, basically frees himself and escapes from his master, and he talks about having done terrible things, but how he's going to make up for it, and he's going to make up for it tenfold, like, no, a thousandfold. Like, he's going to make the world a better place.
Sure.
And then it goes on retelling, like many, many, many great deeds, and how he's hunted down evil and destroyed it and saved cities and towns and whole kingdoms, and how he found this magical cloak and he used it to travel into different planes of existence, and how he single-handedly stopped the invasion of an army of strange monsters, and and so on and so forth. And I mean, it sort of sounds a little prideful and braggy, kind of.
Eventually, like, yeah, like book 34, he's like, I'm kind of hush it.
And essentially how he's like gained a following, and he feels like people are almost worshiping him. But then about two thirds of the way through the book, two thirds of the way through, like, all of the books, you hit the first book that has pages inserted into it.
Do I see anything like specifically special on the pages with pages inserted, if that makes sense?
So you go through the first set, and right before the first set, where the torn pages are, there's a journal entry about how he was contacted by his old master. And how he's afraid for the first time he's been afraid in years and years and years.
Yeah.
The next thing after that journal entry, the next thing is these torn pages that have been inserted into the book in this sort of crazy spiky handwriting. And it says, my old master has finally paid for his years of teaching, and teaching is in quotes.
Ooh. Sarcasm.
And it sort of describes in detail how he magically overcame his master and bound him to a chair and then slowly tortured and killed him.
Ooh. Guys, can someone turn a light on? I know I have dark vision, but I'm getting scared.
And then after those torn pages, the next journal entry is back in sort of that cramped handwriting, and essentially says he felt like he's lost time, and he has a very bad feeling about something.
Uh-oh.
About what?
Yeah, about what, Michael?
He has a bad feeling. He doesn't know what it's about.
Interesting. Do we have any idea? So, like, the armies of the realms defeated him, correct? That's what we know?
Defeated Sinu the Red, yes.
Yeah. And the thing about him being scared is sort of, is that close to him being like the armies are outside, or?
The armies outside is like very, this is like two thirds of the way through.
Okay.
And then the armies are outside. It's like the very end.
Gotcha.
And as it goes through, there's like more and more of these pages inserted, and all the pages that are inserted are always seem to usually be preceded by some anxiety, and then sort of these spiky handwriting pages of like something terrible happening.
Yeah.
What if he has like kind of a separate personality that while he's going through the process?
That's what I was thinking.
Or it's like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's kind of the same thing.
Or he's like possessed.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. And just to be clear, this is Sinu's like I don't know, acolyte or whatever, right? That's
no, this is Sinu.
This is Sinu, this
right?
Is.
So this could be like the process of like literally pulling the soul out of his body.
Oh shit, this maybe. Is how he became.
So you mentioned there were black binders in the room.
Right.
Would it make, I don't, I guess what I'm saying is like Toby would probably want to go back and grab them and try to insert those pages in the book.
Yeah, you can have grab those. That's fine.
Okay, yeah. So I do that, and now I try to like put the pages that are written and torn out, I guess, into some sort of order, as far as I can tell.
Throw me another investigation roll.
Got it, baby. God, I rolled the exact same thing as I did last time. Natural 20 again. So 30.
You miraculously, you open like one of the binders randomly, and you insert a page, and you can see that the tear is like perfectly like this is the page that was in this book.
Wow.
So there's all these basically black books that had the pages ripped out, like there were separate journals.
Okay.
And then,
yeah, I guess I want to try to like put those back together. I can do mending. So I'll use the cantrip mending to kind of like seal them back together. See if that does any weird magic shit when I do that.
It seems like essentially these were like what you can piece together when you do that is that these essentially were like two journals that were being written simultaneously.
Gotcha.
And then, I mean, you can kind of the conjecture is that someone has gone through and torn out the pages and inserted them into the other journal chronologically.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So they made like, gotcha. Okay. So I was like, well, I ruined the story, but I already read it. So kind of like a real Feast for Crows situation. Dance of Dragons.
Definitely.
Well, guys, we have a lot more information, but I don't, this didn't really give us any clues, right?
Other than something was going on with Sinu that he was like splintered, like his personality was splintered.
I've never been to the astral plane as far as I remember. I've been to many sub dimensions and I've been to gnome heaven. I've been to lots of places, but I've never, what if I just went to the astral plane and just like looked around for a second?
You mean, do you think I can hurt?
Yeah. Okay.
But you can't go for that long.
And I disappear.
Wow.
Okay.
Or do I have to attune to my cloak?
You do have to attune it.
So I probably can't do that. Okay.
I mean, you can say it's attuned. That's fine.
Hell yeah.
You just, but you only can attune three things, and this is one of the three things you've attuned now.
Yeah, I don't think I have that many attuned. Yeah, this will only be my second, because I only have, oh wait, this is my third. Okay. Or, yeah. I put on this robe, but I also put my mantle spell resistance on top of it as well. Okay. I think I would have had advantage. Now I'm born. Let's go. I teleport myself to the astral plane just to look around. I don't know. Hell.
Toby enters the astral plane.
And my logic here is this is his robe, right? So yes. Like he's afraid of some sort of whatever. So in my heart, it's probably like attuned to like where his ass goes.
Maybe.
I do that.
Toby enters the astral plane.
That's my favorite children's book.
And what he sees blows his mind.
Right out what the back it? Of his skull.
And we'll find out what it is next week.
No, Michael, we just started.
On the Drunks and Dragons podcast.
What he sees will shock you.
You won't believe what Toby sees in the astral plane next week on the Drunks and Dragons podcast. Brassers.
Wizards hate him.
Amelia, read some feedback.
Amelia, get on it. Amelia? Learn to read.
Jennifer, Amelia. Do you want to read since Bachman has a baby?
Yeah, I can do that. Except for this.
We can do it here.
Yeah, thank you.
That way the stream can't see the passive aggressive reviews.
Okay. By Mizungu 21. Great pod. Even better cast. You guys are great. I started listening shortly after I decided to start my own D&D group, and you're all hilarious. Even opened a Twitch account just to watch you live. D&D goals? Find yourself an NPC that looks at your character like Jayla does at Lelutra. Real life goals? Find yourself a partner that looks at you the way Tim and Jennifer look at each other. Aww. Cute.
Gross.
D-Town Pod says, so good, I don't care. The podcast is so good that even though subscribing to it was the last thing I did before my phone started acting like it was rolling worse than Jennifer during the recaps, I'm still subscribed and I'm listening to it anyway. Hey, I'm rolling a lot better now, so I hope your phone's doing better.
Yeah.
This app is a waste of time from Canada. Drunken Shenanigans. D&D slightly drunk, sometimes not slightly, shenanigans, but always funny. I love listening to this each week, and I can't wait to hear what's going on.
Good day, mate.
Nick Taylor, 1990, says, best storytelling podcast available. I've been listening to this podcast for the last 3 months, and it's never disappointing. The cast is always interesting and have a banter that will make you laugh until you get a dragon boner. I tell everyone about this podcast that has any interest in tabletop gaming. If you're a fan of gamers that truly channel their characters and get a little ridiculous, this is a podcast for you. JWay39 says, Mike Bachman is a genius. What the title says. Call Me Cabbage says, time to get sappy. This podcast has been a light in the dark of my ongoing existential crisis since graduating college in 2014. Since then, I've had a taste of what rock bottom feels like, and I'm currently navigating one of my biggest creative doldrums to date. But I know that all things take time, and as long as I have the antics of these courageous and hilarious heroes to ease a couple of hours of my day, I can come back. When in doubt, sly flourish. You can do it, Call Me Cabbage.
You can do it. We're all called Cabbage now.
Cabbage. QN3 says, listen, laugh, repeat. You guys crack me the bleep up. Podcast was recommended by my nephew, and I was a little hesitant. Well, should have started it the day he told me about it. I don't know how Thrifty puts up with all the shenanigans. You guys making me listen to D&D. Wait, you guys make listening to D&D way too much fun and give me so many ideas on how to drive my DM crazy. Can't wait to see you at GeekaCon 2018.
Hell yeah.
Yay.
Not Rub 6 says, I hate that I'm running out of episodes soon. I lost my D&D group that needed to fill my fix and luckily found this podcast a few months back. Since then, I've listened through every episode and I'm glad to be a slabber. Thank you, Thrifty, Jennifer, Nika, and Bachman for the amazing show you made. And Tim, I guess. Guys, be nice to Timmy. Ouch. Everthrill Sirush says, awesome podcast. Just started listening when I ran out of episodes on my re-listen of Authors and Dragons. I'm looking forward to the next 230 episodes of you guys. I've also recently started playing D&D, so I'm amused to listen to a bunch of other people stumbling through the game, even if it is 40 at this point. Loving it so far. Hope the Dork Blade stays popular. Well, buddy, got some news for you. He's dead.
Whoa.
Ouch. Like Taylor Swift in the song.
That it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty good for 1 week's worth of
news. It is.
Thanks, everybody. Those are so incredibly helpful. I cannot tell you how helpful they are. Thank you. Please keep them coming.
Yes.
If you want to get in touch with us, we're on twitter.com at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I am at Thrifty Nerd.
I am at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I am Nika _ Howard. That's real rude, Amelia.
Amelia and I are at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, the hottest nerd news, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished reading aloud from an evil journal, head on over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We will see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.